Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting third. The first baseman, Dave Revering. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tony Armas. Batting sixth. The DH, Mitchell Page. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Brian Doyle. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Fred Stanley. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Steve McCaddy. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting second. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting third. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting fourth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting fifth. The third baseman, John Castano. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Rick Sofield. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Mickey Hatcher. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ray Smith. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Pete Redfern. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Powell. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy bunts towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murphy for the out. Henderson moves to third. One out. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Henderson scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCaddy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a line drive into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Doyle moves to second. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doyle moves to third. Stanley moves to second. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-0 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams takes first base on ball 4. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano strikes out. One out. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Adams moves to second. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Revering hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Redfern fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-1 in the game. Gross hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-1 in the game. Armas hits a fly ball into left field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-1 in the game. Page hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCaddy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brian Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Doyle bunts towards first. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilfong covering, for the out. Heath moves to second. One out. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Heath moves to third. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilfong hits a pop-up towards short. Stanley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into right field. Arma settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Adams is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jackson. Murphy moves to second. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Revering hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Murphy moves to third. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gross takes first base on ball 4. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 2 in the game. Armas strikes out. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0 for 2 in the game. Page hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 1 in the game. Castano hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heath settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 0 for 1 in the game. Sofield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Redfern fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Henderson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatcher hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heath settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Revering hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gross for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering scoops it up and throws to first, with McCaddy covering, for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCaddy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 2 in the game. Castano hits a line drive into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Doug Corbett now pitching. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 3 in the game. Armas strikes out. One out. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0 for 3 in the game. Page strikes out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 0 for 2 in the game. Sofield hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatcher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Danny Goodwin pinch hits for Ray Smith. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Butera now catching. Brian Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Doyle strikes out. One out. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Stanley is called out on strikes. two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-3 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilfong hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-3 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCaddy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 1, and Minnesota Twins, 0. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.